This is Omar Mosni with UN News. Major advances are being made to better safeguard natural environments across the world, but more action is needed if the planet's long-term survival is to be ensured, according to the UN's top environment official. Citing the case of a whale off the coast of Thailand which died after swallowing 80 plastic bags, Eric Solheim, executive director of the UN Environment Program, or UNEP, said this was one poignant example of the hard work and commitment that's needed. The pursuit of the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, is moving governments in the right direction, but more must be done, he told Liz Scafidi. The good news, he says, is that people and governments have become more aware and are stepping up action.
It's absolutely critical that as humanity we face climate change and stop the rapid increase in global temperature. We are on track to doing it in the sense that all the ways we are now behaving is going in the right direction. I mean, last year was the first year in human history where we got more electricity into the global grid from solar than from oil and gas and coal combined. But speed matters. We are moving in the right direction, but we really need to speed up. And there is any number of exciting news. I mean, just one example, I was just in southern India. They have established the first all-solar airport in the world. Everything in the airport is done by solar energy. It's not a small airport. It's bigger than any airport in Africa, except for South Africa.
That's impressive.
It's really impressive. It's impressive, and it shows what we can do. By the way, India is also doing very well on solar, much more in general. They have the biggest singular solar power plant in the world. Some of the Indian southern states are having the most rapid economic development anywhere in the world based on solar energy.
And if they can do it, others can do it.
Absolutely. If India can do it, everyone can do it.
What is UN Environment doing to protect sustainable ecosystems in support of life on land?
Also here, there are lots of good news. I mean, China, for instance, very recently prohibited all trade with ivory in China. It's very important because it stops the market for those killing elephants in Africa. So very, very few will do it. In Indonesia, another good example, they have now reduced deforestation in the peatlands areas by more than 80%, maybe close to 90%, which is a huge, huge achievement. Peatlands are some of the most valuable pieces of nature anywhere in the world. It's enormous storage of carbon, beautiful forest, very wet. So if they can be protected, it's fantastic for climate change, fantastic for Mother Earth and nature. So there are good news from China, from India, in Rwanda, Botswana, African nations are also doing very, very well on protecting the elephants, the lions, the gorillas of Rwanda. So there are lots of good news, but still it's not adding up to being sufficient for the planet. We need to do a lot more.
How does UN Environment factor in?
Working with governments, but also working with business and civil society, the more protection of nature can be turned into a business opportunity, the better it is. As an example, in Rwanda, they are now charging you $1,500 per hour to see the gorillas. So if you are a family of four, well, it costs you $6,000 to see the gorillas, which is an enormous amount of money cost for people. But it creates a fantastic economy for Rwanda, for taxi drivers, for school teachers, for hotel waiters. And the people around the national park will be the first to defend the gorillas because their livelihood depends on it. And we see the gorilla population in Rwanda rapidly increasing thanks to the good leadership of President Kagame and the government of Rwanda.
What can be done to address life below the water?
We had a horrible incident a few weeks back in Thailand, which shows us what we need to do. There was a whale dying. It had 80 plastic bags in its stomach. It was vomiting plastic bags while dying. And we see similar things from Europe. You see seabirds, you see turtles, but on land, elephants, cows dying from plastic. The good news is, of course, that this has now waken up people. You see people taking action. Indian Prime Minister Modi just announced that India will phase out all one-use plastic by 2022. European Union has made a plastic strategy. Chile Parliament has made strong action against plastic. Kenya, Eritrea, Rwanda, I can mention some United Kingdom, so many nations taking action. Even some companies who last year said there's no need to do anything are now strongly proponent for change. Here in the United States, Coca-Cola is changing, Starbucks is changing. So you see governments, business changing, But below all of it is the strong movement of people who say we want to change. And you can do changes in your own life. Do we need straws? Can't we just drink straight from the bottle? Can't we refill bottle rather than bring a new plastic bottle for every drink we have? And do we really need to bring 10 bags of plastic when we go to the supermarkets?
What progress do you see vis-a-vis the environment SDGs?
There is a lot of progress, but speed matters. The biggest progress is on sustainable energy. The fact that we now produce more electricity from solar is very, very important, and is also creating a number of jobs. Here in the United States, there are 5 times more jobs in solar than in coal. We see also tourism business as a huge opportunity to protect nature, because if you protect nature better, you get more tourists. So making this link between economic opportunities, jobs, development, and sustainable energy, sustainable tourism, is the way forward. Because the only way we can really protect the planet is at the same time provide opportunities for the people who are living on this planet. We want to make the Beijing conference in 2020 in China for nature, what Paris was for climate, the big event where we really take substantial steps to protect the tigers, the pandas, the polar bears, the lions, I mean all the spectacular animals on the planet, but also the insects, the bees, which we depend on for our life.